On this episode of Weekends at Jesse's.
Well, I arrived at work early, caught both my buses on time.
Okay, I'm going to hang up. This is so boring. Okay, back to the show.
If I was a pro wrestler, I think this would be my walkout music.
Totally.
Yeah.
So funky.
Fuck yeah, just a vibe. Just
funky
like,
but professional.
Right, right, yeah. Yeah.
How's everyone's headphones?
It's good, yeah. Good? Yeah.
Is it too loud almost?
No, I'm liking it.
No, it's perfect.
Okay. It's a long intro. It gives us gives me a long runway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are we recording here?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Chris says, probably not. I'm swamped with shit right now.
Of course.
Sorry.
Classic. Chris. Just gotta, yeah.
Jeez.
Whatever you can do to get out of it, you know?
What if he's swamped in actual shit? Like he's deep in it, you know? That would be a viable excuse, I'd say.
Yeah, he's cleaning the bathroom at the gym. I told him I'm still going to call.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Hi.
What's up?
What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. With me, as always, AP and KP, Ash and Perry, Kayla Parsnips, except no Kayla today. welcome to the weekend. My name is Jesse. Today, we have Ash and Perry of the Core Four, and we have
The
only dedicated member who showed up, and we have a special guest, and that is Cameron Templeman.
Indeed.
How you feeling, guys?
Splendid.
Fantastic.
My mic stand is not cooperating.
Yeah, I'm kind of freaking out watching you touch that. So
it's this is the best money, you know, Wish can buy.
Set it in, yeah. I ordered it in 2013. That's and right. It just came here yesterday.
Everything's fucking seized and rusted to shit. Oh, how's it going, guys? Should we do check-ins? Let's do check-ins.
Sure.
Yeah.
I was going to say, should the guests go first?
Yeah, we can do guests first.
Yeah, I mean...
Cam, how are you?
I'm great. I'm grand. Check-in in terms of my life. It's good. Breathing still.
Breathing still.
Yeah, as I have to wake up every day and look myself in the mirror and say, one more of these, I guess.
One more of these, I guess.
So that's been happening. That's good.
That really encapsulates our generation, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, one more day.
All right, I'm doing this again. Great. Not a new set of cards or anything? No. Okay. Nice. Same thing again.
What kind of coffee you got there? You got a nice little
iced
coffee.
Ooh, vanilla iced coffee from McDonald's. Only way to go.
And what was dinner today on your way over?
Two McDoubles. One of them made like a Mac, no pickles, nice. And the other with
no pickles. Dude,
I don't get extra pickles
on a McDouble.
Oh, I like pickles. I'm a pickle guy, but not on a sandwich or a burger because often I'm eating it, bite into the pickle, you get halfway through, you don't totally cut, and as you pull back, that pickle slaps you in the fucking face.
Yeah, it's got ketchup on it,
right?
So you got
ketchup
on your face
everywhere. It's if it stayed in, I like relish, love relish, same thing, right? But it's spread out. A pickle doesn't have the right consistency for a sandwich.
Question for you.
True.
With this McDonald's iced coffee, are you currently using the McDonald's rewards app?
I'm not.
I highly recommend you do.
But I like to feel pretentious when they're like, hey, are you using the app? And I'm like, nope. And then it's an awkward silence. They're like, oh, well.
I'm hardcore on McDonald's.
Yeah?
I always used to get coffee at Tim's. Mm-hmm. And use Tim Rewards app. And you get like every 12 coffees you buy, you get like a free one. McDonald's, man, I'm getting free coffees every week.
Okay. Can't say no to free coffee.
I know I sound like such a corporate cuck, like supporting like, the McDonald's
you're fucking
yeah,
chill.
Oh, yeah, I see the brand. Yeah. The McDonald's brand.
No, I gotta give it to him. You know?
Here's the thing, though. You're not actually saving any money because you go iced coffees every day and you get one free one however many days? 10 days?
No, I think with McDonald's it's like 7. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
And iced coffees are only $1 right now at McDonald's.
So you're saving $1 every 7 business days?
Well, usually it's like $3.30.
Okay.
Damn.
And you drive, you don't have a coffee maker at home, you drive to McDonald's.
No, here's the bad part. I have a coffee maker.
Oh my
God,
I'm still what is going on with you,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, I know.
I thought we were making a change. I thought we were
I gotta support the economy, right?
It will crumble.
I gotta make sure Canada still has things, right?
Like, I forgot the economy is being propped up by Ashton's iced coffee consumption.
Yeah, the stocks fell the other day because you made your own coffee.
For the people.
Whenever Ashton's sick at home, I know I have to short.
I'm humble and I'm considerate.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Cool. Ashton, since we're still sort of in the how do you do segment, I would love to get sort of a rundown on what I would like to call the worst day of Ashton's life.
Oh, the worst day ever.
It happened on my birthday, February 10th.
Yeah.
We were supposed to record this episode, and it got delayed because Ashton showed up. Well, there was a variety of reasons, but one of the things is Ashton showed up here to pregame. before we went to the PAL. Cameron's favorite spot, by the way. I know he loves the bar. That's why you didn't show
both
up.
Both versions of it. Fantastic.
You showed up and said, I just don't think I can do it today, man. And can you sort of walk us through why you did, why that happened?
So it was technically like the worst day ever, but it would, I would extend it to the worst week ever. So 2 days before Jesse, 2 or 3 days before Jesse's birthday there, I'm at work using the company vehicle. And I work with youth and youth care. So I took one of the youth to the Grant Park Mall to there's like an entertainment exchange store there where he wanted to sell some movies or something. So anyway, we go there. He sells his movies. We go back into the car. And I was parked in between two vehicles. So normally when you park in between two vehicles and you back out, you can't really see to the left or right of you. So you kind of have to slowly creep out until you're good to fully back out. So I'm slowly backing out, and as soon as my vision clears past the car that's parked to the right side of me, I see a car coming fast. So I instantly slam on the brakes. Wasn't fast enough, so back bumper clips his right rear door.
Okay.
And I don't think I'm at fault for that. Like, I was going pretty slow. He was coming at me fast. I mean, he was able to see me before I was able to see him.
That's not quite how we see it, Ashley.
No, that's not how you see it?
According to, you know, Manitoba traffic.
Yeah.
The government does not agree.
So, no big damage or anything. Like, a small scratch in the back bumper.
More on yours than his, or?
About the same. It was a scratch about this big. And so he gets out and he's like, "What happened?" And I'm like, "What happened?" I was like, "Did you not see me back out?" Like, you know, and he was kind of like, "Oh, whatever." He's like, "I've never been in an accident before, but I guess we'll exchange information, whatever." So I get back to work and I call MPI and I have to file the claim.
Because it's a work vehicle.
Yeah. And one of the youth was with me. So even if the guy was like, "Oh, it's no big deal. We don't need," I'd still have to anyway.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of pissed because with my knowledge, any accidents in a parking lot is a
50-50.
Right. So I guess by the time I got back to work and made the claim, the other guy had already called.
Oh.
And he was saying, our MPI was saying, "Yeah, so he already called and made the claim for you. And unfortunately, we are going to have to put you 100% at fault." And I was like, "What?" I was like, "How? How is that possible?" And they were like, "Well, Mr. Perry, unfortunately, due to the Highway Traffic Control Act, since he was driving down the aisle of the parking lot, he had the right of way." And I was like, "Okay," but I was like, "How that doesn't make any sense to me."
I wonder why they do that. Because is it just so that they don't have to litigate like an extra 10,000 accidents a year?
Oh, maybe.
If you're going backwards, it's like, you're just, it's your fault.
But the thing is, like, when you're on the street and you're driving, if you hit anything that you're headed towards, it's on you, because technically you should always be able to stop before something. So if somebody pulls into the thing,
and so that's what I, that's what, so they're like, "Well, what would your defense be?" And I said, "Well, my defense would be the fact that he can see me before I can see him."
Yeah.
And then you know what they said to me? They literally said this to me. They're like, "Well, Mr. Perry, you can't expect anyone driving down the aisle of a parking lot to stop for everyone that's backing out." And I said, "Absolutely you can." Any rational person that's driving down that sees someone backing out in front of them, they're not gonna be like, "Oh, this sucks. Yeah. I guess I have to keep driving
right away.
Hit them.
I get to keep going." Like, you know, stop.
Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. So I was like, so they're like, "Yeah, nope, sorry." So it sucks. That's another 5 demerits of my license. My license is going to go up, right? I was just about to go up to +1 on my merit scale.
Brutal.
Sucks, right? So that happened, right? So with the company vehicle.
Yeah.
3 days later, okay, I have to take the car in for an oil change. It's about like 8 a.m.
Okay.
In the Elmwood area, which I know is, you know, a little sketchy. But still, 8 a.m., broad daylight. It wasn't that cold outside, but the windshield was still a little frosted. So I was like, "Okay, I'll let the vehicle warm up for like 5 minutes. So I start the car, go back inside, maybe for like 3 minutes, just to let the vehicle warm up a bit. I come back outside, the car's gone. Right out of the driveway.
Brutal.
Right out of the driveway. I couldn't believe it. I go outside, and I'm thinking to myself, "No, I'm stupid. I'm just tired.
I put it somewhere else.
I parked somewhere. I'm looking down every angle of the street. I can't." I'm like, "Wow, the car just got stolen," right? So I call the police. I call MPI. I call VEMA, who's the company in charge of our vehicles.
Okay.
And like, wow, right? So... So then, so a couple days goes by and they call us, the police calls the group home I work at, and they're like, "So we found the vehicle. We found it in the north end, no keys in the vehicle, 3 flat tires, but no other damage."
Oh my God. Joyride.
So I'm like, "Oh, okay. So now this is Jesse's birthday now." And like,
okay.
Sure, I should have maybe locked the door. I still don't think it's like, I think 100%, like, we were still the victim of a crime.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and who's to say, even if I left the car running, like, who's to say he wouldn't have broken the window and stole it anyway? Right, like, I can't control whether someone has intent to steal a car or not, right? So, like, my boss isn't, like, mad at me. It's, like, a simple mistake, right? But my boss kind of gave me a heads up, like, so, like, when a company vehicle gets stolen, obviously I have to report this to head office. And so, like, unfortunately, HR does want to have a
somebody
talk,
is
does want to have a chat about this.
Making a trip up to corporate.
Right? Yeah. So, this is Jesse's birthday now. I'm at work. So, I go into HR head office.
Not in the van, though, right? Because it was gone.
Yeah, not my own vehicle. Yeah,
gotcha.
I made sure to lock my vehicle.
Sketchy area. And,
so it's one. It's about 1 p.m. On Jesse's birthday. I go up to head office, and my boss is waiting for me outside of HR's office, and they're like, "Hey, I just want to give you a heads up. I tried my best. Head office wanted to fire you for this, just because they see it as like, well, you're in a management position, you should have been responsible and locked the door." And she's like, "Honestly, I think that's ridiculous too. But I did advocate for you not to get fired. So I just want to let you know before you go into this meeting, you're not getting fired. Just to, it's kind of easy.
And it's because of me."
Yeah,
right. You know,
just want to throw that in there. Yeah.
So I walk in, and this HR lady has been here for 2 days. She's brand new.
Oh, okay.
And so I've never met her before.
Because didn't all your HR staff walk out?
Yeah, it's a whole other. Yeah, my company's garbage. Yeah.
They both lost cars there.
Yeah. So I walk in and she's nice, like HR. She's like, "Hi, like, my name's so and so. It's a pleasure to meet you. I've heard great things about you. I'm so sorry we have to meet on such unfortunate circumstances," right?
Oh,
just brutal.
No.
My boss is kind of like nervously smiling, right?
Yeah.
So she's like, "You know, I just want to let you know, normally for this, like, protocol would be termination." She's like, "But I've heard great things about you. You know, your boss has said great things about you. So we aren't going to go that route. So no worries." She's like, "Unfortunately, though, there are going to have to be some consequences for this, and you are going to be placed on a 3-day unpaid suspension for this." And I was like, "Wow!" And then on top,
because you were expecting to just sort of get like a warning.
I thought it was going
to
be a write up, just like, hey, lock the door next time.
A learning,
kind of thing,
yeah.
You know. And again, it's just kind of, it feels kind of shitty because I kind of feel like I'm being treated like I'm the one that stole the car, right?
You
it's
intended
like,
to have it stolen.
Like, I get
yeah.
it, but still, and I could understand if maybe like obviously if the youth was in the car, I would never leave the door and
right.
lock the car.
I've never
ever done that. But I figured youth wasn't with me; they were all at school. Like, I figured it would have been fine. And but also on top of that, luckily the car is going to be covered because they were thinking, oh, the MPI might not cover the car because you left the door unlocked.
So it is
going to be covered, so it's fine. But they had the audacity to tell me that if the car wasn't going to be insured, I'd have to pay for everything too. I said I'm not. That's not happening regardless. And if that's going to be termination, that's going to be termination.
I don't care.
Because the deductible on the car, since it's a rental loaner car, it's $750. Just insane, right?
So that happened.
I'm feeling real shitty, right? So then, but I'm like, I'm not going to let this get to me.
What time is it at this point?
It's like 1:30.
Okay. Early afternoon, having a bad day.
Yeah, just like, oh. And of course, the whole thing with me getting in the accident happened 3 days ago. Mm-hmm. So I've just had a kind of a bad week.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm not gonna let this get to me. Like, it's Jesse's birthday. Like, we're gonna have a good night.
Can I just interject for a second?
Yeah.
Here's something funny. Mm-hmm. I gotta throw your company under the bus one more time.
For sure.
So the funny part is Ashton got the suspension, right? But because they're so short staffed, they're like, we need you to work, but the suspension will be served
next week.
It's like, you're grounded next week.
We will get to this ground.
So this was, this was a Friday.
Yeah.
So I'm supposed to work tomorrow, like Saturday, mm-hmm. Sunday, but like, there's no one else to cover that shift on the weekend. So like, your suspension will actually start on the Tuesday of the next week. Which is, I mean, I don't care. It's either way, the hours are getting deducted, but the principle of that too is just shitty. And again, I didn't want to say anything in front of my boss because my boss just advocated for me not to get fired, so I didn't want to put her in an awkward spot and blow up an HR. So I'm like, whatever, I'll take it in stride, whatever. So anyway, it's my best friend's birthday. We're gonna have a good night. I'm gonna brush this off, whatever, right? So I'm on my way home from work now. I'm gonna go to Liquor Mart and pick up a bottle of Jack for the pregame. So I get to Liquor Mart, pick up the bottle of Jack, and get to my car, try to start my car. Car's not starting.
Just from the cold, or
no? Just won't start. Not a noise. Not a single sound. I'm like, fuck.
Brutal.
Like, this is garbage, right? So, and of course, my girlfriend's also at home waiting for me. She just had surgery, so I was going to pick up some meds for her too. And so I'm like, okay, whatever. I was like, I got CAA. I'll give them a call. Get it towed. Mm-hmm. This really, really sucks. I open up my phone. My phone's dead. I have no way to contact anyone.
Yeah.
God.
Well, even if you had a phone, you couldn't call because no one knows any numbers. And
like, so here's the thing, right?
So we'll get there.
So I'm like, fuck, what do I do, right? So I'm like, so this...
You're like a pioneer. You have no phone.
Yeah.
So this is sound. This is Liquor Mart right across the street from Kildonan Place Mall. So I'm like, fuck, I guess I'm going to have to walk across the street to KP, buy a shitty phone charger, plug it in, wait for it to charge.
So
I walk across the street. I'm thinking like Dollarama. That's going to be like, I'm not spending $100 on a charger or anything, right? Yeah. I go to Dollarama. They have the cords, but they don't have the power bricks or cubes I need. So I'm like, fuck, okay, I guess I'll go to like the Source or any other store in the mall. I go to the Source, like Gizmo's Gadgets. I go to Shoppers. All of them have phone chargers, but they're all $80. I'm not spending like fucking $80, $100. So I'm like, well, what do I do, right? So then I'm like, I used to work at the Subway that's across the street as well. So that's in the distance. So I'm like, this really, really sucks, but I guess I'm going to have to go walk to Subway and ask to use my boss's phone. So I'm walking to Subway, and as I'm walking there, I'm thinking like, oh my God, like I'm a millennial with a smartphone. I don't know. I don't memorize numbers.
Right,
going to have to log on to like Facebook or Instagram to like message someone, right?
Sure.
Now I'm going to have to ask my boss if I can like log on to my Facebook account on his phone, which just, it's just humiliating. Oh, it sucks, right? So I walk to Subway. I'm like, whatever. I explain the situation to him. He's like, oh yeah, no problem. Here's my phone. And gives me his phone. So I sign out of his Facebook. I'm just logging in. And then I go to log in. And to log on to Facebook,
you need to confirm
multi-two-step. I need to have a code that's sent to my phone, which is dead. So I'm like, at this point, I'm free. I'm like livid. Like, I'm shaking. What do you do? Like, I don't know what the fuck to do. So then there's also a Canadian Tire across the street.
Yeah.
So this is my last. This is my Hail Mary right here. So I go to Canadian Tire. Luckily, they have the power brick and the cord I need for about $20. Cut my losses. This is it. I go to Canadian Tire. I buy the phone charger. Canadian Tire doesn't have an outlet in sight that I can use. So I'm like, okay, now I guess I have to walk back across the street to Subway, plug it in, and wait for it to charge, right? So then I get to Subway. So I used to work there, so I'm well aware of where the outlets are and everything. Mm-hmm. So there's one outlet in the public area. It just so happens at Subway that they're changing up all their furnace filters and everything. So there's like renovations done. There's like ladders. There's like tarp. There's like, and they have three like 100-pound boxes stacked in front of the outlet that I can't move. Right.
So I'm like,
oh my God. So then my boss is feeling real sorry for me. My old boss at Subway is feeling real sorry for me at this point. So he's like, hey, bro, we'll figure this out. He's like, well, we got to do what we got to do. So there's actually one outlet behind the entire drink machine coffee bar.
Oh, sure.
He pulls, we have to pull the entire it's like wider, it's longer than this desk, and he has to pull the entire thing back just so I can access the outlet.
No.
So then I open the phone charger, and the outlet is like this high off the wall with
six
nowhere to rest my phone.
For
and the
listeners.
Charger is like this long.
Yeah.
And it's a shitty charger. So now I have to stand there holding my phone like this, and it's a shitty charger, right?
So it takes
20 minutes just to get to 2%. Just so I can turn my phone on, right? So I'm just so angry. So I immediately turn my phone on. I text my poor girlfriend who can barely move. I just turn it on at 2%. I'm scared it's going to turn off right away.
Yeah.
So I just text him like, pick me up at Subway. This is the address. No time to explain. Please just come.
Yeah, I'm desperate.
So then I wait like about 45 minutes for her to get there, which is, again, she had to park far because it's a snow route in front of my apartment. So now she has to walk to her car, pick me up. So she picks me up. I'm livid. We finally get back to my apartment. So I got off work at 3. I got home at 6:30. That's
Holy,
how long everything took.
Yeah,
and of
yeah.
course, we're pregaming. I'm not driving. So Jesse's cousin, Kayla, is already on her way to pick me up. So I just got off work. Now I have to rush into the shower. And then I got here and I had a great night. But that's why it was just,
just
a killer day.
I couldn't imagine a worse day to have.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
It was really bad. It was brutal.
Yeah. I do love the technological pioneering we have to do if things like that die. Like, and it's the two-factor authentication. Every time I log into it, I think the exact same. Like, well, what if I don't have this?
Figure in 2023, like, this struggle wouldn't even exist, but it still does.
Yeah. Well, and it's all to try to stop this. It's try to help this. It's like, let me get into my account.
But Kate, fucking Dollarama, if you're fucking listening, what the fuck is the point of selling the cord without the fucking cube I need to charge it?
Like, I'll just walk around until I find a USB port.
Fucking useless, right?
Should have gone to a Starbucks and just, people are sitting there writing their scripts. You just, plug in somebody's laptop, someone screenwriting at a Starbucks.
So yeah, my plan was if Canadian Tire didn't have one, I would have had to walk back to work, which would have been a good 20-minute walk from there. But I was getting to that point.
When are we going to get to the point where you know, like the Face ID now on phones? When are we going to get to the point where I can just pick up anybody's phone, it'll just scan my face, and then now this is my phone.
Yeah. Damn,
your data is saved to your face.
It's like, because I don't know. You have an Android? Do you have an Android?
iPhone. Yeah.
Yeah, iPhone Club. Yeah, that's right.
Chris isn't here to help me out with this one, I guess.
I think that we should just have that Face ID feature. I don't know. Does Android have the Face ID feature?
Yeah.
They probably did have it first. iPhone does copy it all afterwards.
Yeah. That's true.
But they wait till they perfect it to put it in place.
I'm
that's
in a walled garden. I don't need to look over the hedges. Everything's beautiful in here. They've got me for life. They've got me a Mac. Yeah. They've got me, all the peripherals. But yeah, let's just do that. Let's just have any phone I pick up, it scans my face. Oh, this is Jesse. This piece of glass is now... It's like you're signed into a profile in an Xbox.
It's going to get there for sure. I mean, PCs are doing it more and more, emulating other PCs. So if you go into Google Chrome, you can just emulate your Chrome or your computer on any other, remote desktop or whatever. So because it's all in the cloud or whatever, they're doing those kinds of servers in the cloud. And once we get phones on the cloud, then it's just... It'll be there. It's an emulator to some kind of a...
I'll tell you what, though. I have such PTSD when it comes to, anything like locks now. Yeah. I'm locking every single door. Like, even when it's, normally when I take the garbage out, I'm not locking my apartment door because I'm going to be too sick. I'm locking my fucking door now.
I remember when you moved into your new apartment. I remember when you moved into your new apartment, you would never lock the door. Like, I would come in to visit and you'd be like, oh, it's fine. I never lock it. And then last time I came to visit you, triple bolted.
Well, because you figure if you're just going to be outside for 2-3 minutes. Yeah, nothing's going to happen. But now I've been proven wrong.
Statistically, right? Eventually, well. Well, it's a hard lesson to learn, but I'm glad you learned that, Ashton.
Yeah, expensive lesson, that's for sure.
For sure.
Absolutely. Ashton, I know you were just talking, but I think I might have a segment that was given to you by Lala.
Alrighty.
Are we thinking that we might get into... Oh, here we go.
Yeah. And now it's time for Ashton's life tips. It's time for some
Life tips. Ashy, give us this week's life pro tip.
All right. So Kayla isn't here, so I've been given the absolute honor and privilege to present our listeners this week with the life tip. And my life tip this week is to pace yourself and have moderation in life, no matter what avenue or category that would be. Pacing yourself in moderation, whether it comes to vaping, marijuana, drinking, but also
all the vices,
all the cool stuff.
You'll just be healthier and have a much happier lifestyle that way. But also, even when it comes to like books, movies, whether you're at work trying to rush a task, pace yourself, have moderation, and you will get things done more effectively. And you'll also enjoy things more, I feel like. You know, if you're just if you're just rushing to get to the end of everything, you know, you can't sit back and just enjoy it, right?
Wow.
That's my life tip. I don't know.
That's a really mature life pro tip.
Was that good?
I thought it was going to be like, oh, make sure when you're like shotgunning beers, you're facing north.
Get the air out first.
Yeah. Wow, that was really good.
Your pro-life tip, though, was just The Climb, the Miley Cyrus song? It was just
essentially. That's kind of all it was. It's The Climb.
Kem, do you have a life pro tip for us?
I will say, though, that it's a great one. I was actually thinking about life tips, and I've been thinking about that kind of an idea a lot lately. What I do similar to that is if I ever have a craving, I just push it. I'm like, oh, yeah, I want Chinese food. I could have that right now. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to push it. I'll have it next time.
It's going to be way more rewarding.
Exactly, because I've added that restraint, you know, it's going to taste better. And sometimes I fucking forget about it. And then I go 2 weeks, I'm like, oh, yeah, I was going to have Chinese food. Now I can have it. And I've had that much less of it, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, just push it. I could do it right now, but why don't I do it next time?
I like that. Yeah. What are your vices, Cam? Can we get into it?
All of it, yeah. I mean, fucking love drinking, love smoking. I hit the bottle pretty hard in the last couple of years. You know what? So this is what happened. When COVID hit, I remember sitting down with my partner, Hannah, and I said, you know, we have to make sure no matter what we do, we can't drink every day during this pandemic. Mm-hmm. And then I drank every single day from then until last month.
What else is there to do?
There's
nothing else to do.
Yeah. We were getting boxes of wine, you know, just like getting through. Well, where'd that box of wine go? Yeah. We got yesterday.
2020 is a weird. We all thought we were dying.
Oh, for sure. So, yeah. So what does it matter?
You know? Yeah. What does it matter?
Yeah, I drink and love drinking, but you know, empty calories at this point. Fuck, it's
true.
That's brutal.
Are you switching to like a light liquor? Like I hear vodka is better because it's clear liquor.
Yeah, that's what I kind of did that too. Like and you know, it gets you there faster, so you don't have to drink as much of it. Mm-hmm. As long as you're mixing it with like water and Mio, it's low calorie drink. You know, get some fruit punch.
That's what Kayla does. She'll do the gin and like the bubbles, the bubblies, and that's fine. And at first I was skeptical, but you know what? I'm coming around to it. Mm-hmm. It's the way to go.
Yeah.
Whiskey is still my favorite, especially that maple whiskey that you introduced me to. Ooh,
what's it called again?
Cabot Trail. Yeah. Made with the real maple syrup.
You just have to have ice with it. Like, it's fucking incredible. Yeah. Put it in your pancakes. Incredible.
Mm-hmm. I think I left a bottle at your house, actually.
It's gone.
Really? Mr. Moderation.
That actually left
Guess
the building.
Guess you didn't push that one back.
Yeah. I pushed it. I didn't have it at breakfast. I had it at lunch.
It would make a good breakfast drink.
I think it would, right? Like,
I go well with
pancakes. Oh, no, you know what I did it with? I had it with Dr. Pepper. That was a fucking move. That was incredible.
Way to be.
24th flavor was highly recommend.
I remember at the cabin a couple years back when we had a group out there, we were doing, and this is like in the degenerate days of like early 20s, I remember doing like breakfast was orange juice because it's good for you in my mind.
Vitamin C.
And mixed with just maple whiskey. And that was like breakfast with like, I think, bacon. Mm-hmm. Cut to today where it's like, oh, should I push off breakfast because it'll be better for me? Now, when you do your like this pushback technique, is that like also for drinking days? Like, oh, if I push off all my food for the day, I can drink a little bit.
You know what I have thought though about the economy of or economic thoughts of drinking? If I want to get drunker quicker and save money on drinks, mm-hmm. don't eat all day. Mm. Then you get drunker quicker. Right. You know? It's like
I think that circles around to being unhealthy.
Then you also end up sicker.
You in the end.
Though,
yeah, sicker like. For sure. But yeah. The other day we were going out and I hadn't eaten all day. So I sat down with energy drink and vodka I ate 4 rolls of sushi. And when all of that hit my stomach at the same time, I was just laying on the floor for 30 minutes. But no. We still went out and had a good night, but holy, I didn't think I was going to make it.
I have a really good story about sushi, actually. Yeah. I don't even know if I told you this story.
No, I'd love to hear it.
My buddy Devin was in from Hamilton. So we were like, oh, let's go to Magic Sushi and celebrate, right? Mm. So it was actually like me, Devin, Cody, and Warren, I think, actually.
Nice.
So there's 4 of us.
Everyone
at the table.
Listening is really going to appreciate
it. Oh,
that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And it was so little did we know that Magic Sushi had recently changed their menu format. So usually when you order like a category of sushi, they give you 4 rolls. I guess nowadays they give you 8 instead. And we didn't know that.
So you're doubling up.
So we're doubling. So we were ordering and we were actually ordering double of what we wanted. Mm. And so originally.
Do they charge you if you don't finish everything?
Yeah. A buck a piece.
It's a buck per. So they charge you a buck per roll for things you don't finish.
What
right?
kind of fucked up? How did we let that get by us?
Yeah.
The inflation on that
McDonald's
shit?
Doesn't fucking ding me if right. I don't finish all my nuggets. I don't know.
Sorry.
Yeah, but you've never not finished all your nuggets.
Yeah, I mean, it's never happened. But in theory, I mean. Yeah.
So there's 4 of us, and we eat quite a bit, you know, because at this point we didn't have Ashton's life tip or Cam's life tip of moderation, right?
Right.
We hadn't heard that
yet. You were invincible still.
Yeah, exactly. So me and I think it was me and Mike, we were going to split our order. We were going to order a bunch and then split it, right? Mm. So again, we ordered what we thought was the regular amount. Little did we know, we were getting double of what we had.
Oh my God.
So there's 4 of us. So the person sitting, I can't remember who it was, but the person sitting to the left of me was going to share. And then the 2 people across from us were going to share their portions, right? So we order our food and the waitress comes by and brings out just three huge table trays of sushi, right?
What?
And immediately we didn't freak out because we were like, oh, this is like for all 4 of us, right? And the waitress is like, no, this is just for the 2 of you. This is what you guys ordered, right? And we were like, oh my God. So we counted. We ordered 68 rolls of sushi, God. And they charge you $1 per roll that you don't eat, right? So
that's so nuts.
We got through like 28 rolls, and there was still like half the platter there, right? And then poor Warren sitting across from us is like, well, I guess it's down to me to save you guys some money, right? So oh he, so then he's already eaten his portion. So then he was like forced to eat like the rest, like most of what we had left. Uh-huh. And we still had like 18 rolls left, right? Yeah. And the waitress is like, oh, yeah, you guys didn't know. So we won't charge you this time. No worries.
Wow, but that's nice.
68 rolls of sushi. Yeah.
Brutal. I think my first time at Magic Sushi must have been just after that kind of time period, because mm-hmm. first time I went there, they said, now, just to let you know, that we do 8 pieces
probably because of us. Exactly. We were probably people, just there they, and they're like,
they're
hey,
like, whoa, we gotta tell, we gotta warn people. And, and every time since that, I only went a couple times in like that year, and every time, just so you know, if you haven't been here before, we do a lot of yeah. pieces in the rolls, so you know, they've even started just like, we'll bring you 4 rolls right now. If you're still good after that, then yeah. we'll bring you the next mm-hmm. like order of it or whatever.
I want them to make like a video of like me, Warren, and everyone that went to like a training video to show to warn people, like, yeah, you know, like,
yeah, like one of those, like, how caution. I survived,
yeah, shows.
Like, yeah, like naked and afraid, and just all the sushi rolls. Okay, we're gonna play a little game now. Kim, do you have your cell phone on you?
I certainly do.
We play this.
Grab mine. Mine's charging. Oh, grab 1 second.
Oh, is it charging like 6 feet off the ground with a little tiny charger?
We're right? over there.
Yeah. Okay.
Mine's dead, actually. So, I'm going to go to 7-Eleven.
While Ashton is grabbing his phone.
Canadian Tire.
Yeah, right.
I think you probably knew what this where we're going with this camera.
Oh, I was just listening to this.
We're going
to
go into our Google searches. And we are going to read our Google searches. I'll go first. Prius Kijiji is my first Google search.
Prius Kijiji.
That was today.
Prius. I'd love a luxury car at a used price, please.
Have you seen the new Priuses, actually? They look like really
my
nice.
My parents are driving a 2022 Prius yeah. hybrid, and it's incredible.
The
it's,
23s
it's
look like Aston Martins.
Yeah, kinda. Yeah.
They look like really nice.
Oh, just looking at mine, I already know.
Phone charger near me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Please, please, I'm desperate. Yeah. So we just go to Google, eh?
And then, I just went to Google. I clicked on the search bar and then the drop down menu.
All right, he's going first.
Is Google like an app?
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear. What?
Prius Kijiji.
Oh, Prius Kijiji.
Yeah,
you looking at Prius?
I have a side hustle with a buddy at work where we think we're gonna try to buy a Prius with a dead battery, and then through channels at work buy like a replacement battery for dirt cheap and just replace it ourselves, resell nice. It. It's just something we're looking at.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways. Cam, what do you got for us?
Yeah, nothing crazy. You got Gamer Sups. That's my first one. Sponsored by Gamer Sups.
What is that?
You know G Fuel?
Yeah. I know G Fuel.
It's just yeah. G Fuel. It's just a different version of G Fuel. It's healthier. There's less what fucking lead in it or something.
It's kind of like Gatorade.
Isn't G Fuel just an energy drink?
It's an energy like mix. Like yeah, like Gatorade where it's you actually mix it with water.
Like, fruit drink.
But yeah. like right away when they came out with it, everyone's like, oh, by the way, there's lead in here. So that's kind of not a great ingredient.
It's like what all the Twitch streamers drink. Yeah. Like Dr. Disrespect and yeah. all those guys. They right, they go yeah. hard.
And they're all paid to promote it too. So they're all drinking. It's like whenever you go on a stream, you see.
Well, it works.
Yeah. I mean,
they've got you.
Yeah.
So you're an energy drink guy. I've noticed even like a couple times I've seen you early morning. You've got energy drink.
Yeah, like, I only if I need it. Like, I mean, when I'm working early mornings, whatever, that I'll hit it. Usually I'll go for a coffee if I'm in the office or whatever, I'll do a coffee.
What do you say is more effective for you, energy drinks or coffee? Then
you just need like a shot of fucking lightning in your veins.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I only do the energy drink if I know I need like as much as possible, as quickly as possible. The coffee, I definitely keeps me up throughout the day. But say I'm going out for the night, you know, 5 p.m. and I'm just like, I don't have it. I just chug an energy drink, and I've been mixing it with vodka, so it's bringing me right there all at the same time.
God, I wonder what you pushed off and that this was the replacement for that.
Yeah, I earned this.
That's good. Ashton, what do you got for us?
So my first one is Life Tips Reddit.
Oh,
but to be fair, I actually, my life tip I didn't get from, I couldn't find anything good. I actually did think of the one I said. Just put that up there.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
My second one
for the record
is Straw Golem Xbox, which is a mod for Minecraft and Xbox.
Wow.
Yeah, really cool stuff.
Cool. Sick.
Minecraft's
sick.
Really
pretty cool. Embarrassing.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's I've got ChatGPT Google.
I was going to say we should talk about that. Have you used that yet?
I pay monthly for it.
Is it a subscription service?
I use it often, yeah. Yeah. Now you can pay cuz everyone's using it. It's sometimes hard to get on cuz peak times and everything.
Now, is it tied into the internet now, or is it still like the version that's from?
Yeah, oh, okay. Still. Bing has it now. I hate that I'm saying Bing. This
yeah,
much these
we
days,
have to start using Bing now. Apparently,
Bing is using it, but it's getting weird that people have been playing with it and it's not perfect yet. And that's why ChatGPT, I don't think, has come out with like a finalized version yet because it's still learning.
What do you use it for?
I've been writing a D&D campaign, so I use it for coming up with stories. Just like, I need, describe a city. Mm-hmm. Boom. You don't have to think. Good. I also use it to send messages to my grandparents, like, happy birthday and happy anniversary.
How do you use it to do that?
Just say, hey, yo.
Genuine thought and say.
I need to wish my grandparents happy birthday. He's, you know, 58, and I miss him, and he's in...
You're like that rich parent that needs to, like, call his secretary to give, like, his daughter a gift or something. Yeah. You know, like,
wow. I think it's my daughter's birthday. Send them anytime I'm sending an email, you can actually have it read an email. I'm like, read this and respond to it. I don't want to think about this.
Wait, so, like, it can go through your email and
copy-paste. Oh, yeah. Copy-paste. Yeah, I just copy it over, and then it's like, oh, yeah, this
You're not even
it.
Reading your own emails.
No, I'm just like, hey, dissect this and respond, and then I read the response. I'm like, ah, yeah, it's good. Make it a bit more friendly, or it's a bit too friendly. And
so anytime Cam texts you, Jesse, it's just not even.
This makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny how, you know, AI came and is like... seems like it might be the next big thing in tech in the world, and the first thing that's gone is creativity. I would have bet all the money in the world that creativity would have been the last thing to go, but now it's just like, okay, make me a picture of Ashton riding a motorbike, and it's like, boom. Yeah.
It's like too good. It's like, it came out and then it was too good. That's the issue, right? Like, it's...
There's actually a movement right now with, like, musicians and bands using, like, AI art for their album art, and there's people trying to cancel that because there's people that are like, oh, this is taking away money from, like, actual artists that be, you know,
whatever.
It's the future.
Sorry,
right?
Sorry, you got a degree in that.
Yeah.
It costs like 5 cents instead of like $100 to get album artwork now. Probably.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, that was Cam.
My next one is national student loans, because I'm currently doing my taxes and I need to know. I need to log onto my student loan account to see how much I should claim.
Do you even want to look at how much is left on that student loan?
$9,800, I think, last time I checked.
Nice. That's not bad.
It's too bad that the whole doctor thing didn't work out and you went to school for 4 years.
Yeah, exactly.
What do I got here? Sunset times Winnipeg, because I'm just on that every day. I want to know what time the sun is coming up. Mm-hmm. I want to know what time the sun is going down.
I don't want it to happen without my knowledge.
I want to know how much longer the day is today, because, you know, this is going to be the last cold week. I'm betting my money on it.
I hope
you couldn't just look outside and
sort of know.
Is the sun up?
Yeah. See, what I do is I do like wishful thinking, where I'll look into March and April and May. I'm like, oh, by the end of April, it's going to be like, it's bright outside at 8 o'clock. I'm so excited. It's going to be great. I'm just like planning my summer already.
It's like they always have a plus one day on the forecast, right? 14-day forecast. Oh, next week it's going to be plus one on Thursday. Yeah. You get to Wednesday, it's like tomorrow's going to be negative 20. But next week it looks like there's a plus one day when we get there. And then
I'm in the middle of
Hurricane
the false
Liam
hope
is on its way.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you got for a scam?
Yeah, D&D Beyond. Like I said, playing D&D.
Fucking loser.
Getting on there. Yeah. Nerdy shit for the rest of it.
I'm going to continue the nerdiness with Lathril, Blade of the Elves deck list.
Oh,
I'm currently building a MTG Magic the Gathering Commander deck.
So hell yeah.
Are you a Magic the Gathering?
I mean, I love it. I don't have the capacity to like go and figure out how to build good decks.
You could probably ask ChatGPT and it'll build you a deck. Yeah.
I bet you could.
Yeah. It's not perfect. Like those kinds of things. It's like, it's all it is a robot that guesses what the next word should be in the, like, that's effectively all it's doing. So when you ask it to like make a recipe, it can fuck it up and make you put like 2 cups of salt in instead of sugar or whatever.
Got it.
So you gotta be careful. But yeah, MTG, love it. What do you think about what Wizards just did with the all that bullshit?
So I actually am not too familiar. I used to play Magic way back in the day, 2013, 2014, and then I sold all my cards to go to Europe, and now I'm slowly just kind of getting back into it.
So
I'm kind of unfamiliar with all the new sets and whatnot.
Yeah.
Slowly making my way back into the fandom, as you will.
Nice. I can't wait to never play that. My next search is President 1997. I was playing a trivia game over the weekend.
So you were cheating?
Couples. No. I forget what the game is, but it's like you have to guess if the person's going to get the question right or not, sort of.
Oh.
And so I guessed that this person would, and I had to confirm it that they were actually correct. And then I realized that, like, hey, we're just supposed to all have fun here. It's not about who wins. It's not like Ashton playing Jeopardy, you know. We're just trying to have a good time. It's just not about winning or losing.
Points are made up.
By the way, I don't know if I mentioned yet, but Cam has helped me write the next episode that has Jess Rudy on it, which obviously, which is why we're not playing it today, because he would totally
tried to rig that shit, but couldn't pay enough.
So now, when we're playing it next week, I know to text Cam. Okay, so what the fuck is that?
What do you got for us, Cam?
Yeah, buy a quarter arcade machine.
Nice.
You know those ones that like all the quarters come out and you like keep putting quarters in and it keeps pushing?
Yeah.
It's like, that's fun, but I don't want to owe anyone money. Like, I just want to...
You just want to play it at
home. I just want to play it and see, you know?
That would be... Yeah, they should have those around more.
Right?
I was wondering, like, you know, you can get change machines, right? Like, you put in a bill. Can I just have one of those in my house? Or, like, how does that work?
Yeah.
I don't know why I would need it.
I need to make change for the pizza guy. He's here.
I kind of want to just have, like, vending machines in my house. I think that would be a good way to cut down on costs, but also continue to host frequently.
And see, that's a cool idea. House party vending machines.
Vending machine house party.
Like, it's like, oh, you want snacks? Like, like, you know, 25 bucks, cents or whatever, whatever it is, right?
Totally. Oh, I've got chips. Don't worry.
As the night goes on, it gets more expensive.
It's only going to cost you a quarter.
Well, should we try to make some phone calls and see if anyone answers? This is supposed to be a phone-in show.
Sure.
Let's go to Kayla and let's see if she answers the phone.
Oh, I feel like we should have called her while I was doing the life tip segment.
But she, when in the chat, she was saying she wanted to know, she wanted to listen and know what it was.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
Does that sound good? Hopefully she can hear us.
Come on, Kayla.
This is going to be a really short episode.
Yeah.
Come on, you fucking pick up. We're blood related, Kayla. Can you not do me this one?
Like, what if you were dying right now?
Right?
This was like your last words.
This really is going to be an eye-opening experience about who can I contact.
I think if people don't pick up, you should leave a message that's like, I'm sorry, I just, you know, make it sound like you're really in peril.
Hi, this is Kayla. Leave a message.
Mm.
After leaving a message, you can hang up or press pound for more options.
Why don't you do it? Oh, Kayla, we're recording the podcast. Thanks for not picking up. You really let me down today.
Way to go.
Okay. Let's do Chris. He's at work right now. I'm sure he won't mind. He just got a big promotion, and I think he's...
We should call to congratulate.
We should call to congratulate. We could call your brother Connor.
Yeah. I can guarantee he's doing zero. Zilch.
We should have... Yeah, we should have done that from the beginning. So. Oh, I thought that
I heard
that.
Hello, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Hello.
Hey, Chris. How's it going, buddy?
Not too bad. How's it going over there in podcast land?
It's going really
good. You're live on the air, Chris.
You're live, buddy. How's that shift doing so far?
Doing all right so far. Breakers keep popping, and I'm playing maintenance man right now.
Nice. Is all the weed going bad because the freezers are turning off, or what can you report?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's actually a blowout sale. Get down here. 9%. Clearing the inventory. Come on down.
This is our ad read.
So, Chris, do you want to try and do your segment since you're here?
That's what I was just going to say. This is Chris's 90 seconds.
I have literally prepared nothing. I've done no research for my segment.
That's okay. What's Bitcoin sitting at right now?
Let me find it for you. Give me a moment.
Just hangs up.
Oh, there goes the breaker.
So Bitcoin in US dollars, 24,150.
Okay, and you bet down at 3x leverage, and what was the price previously?
That I did. And to be fair, looking at the chart, it did go down at first.
At first, yeah.
And then it popped right back up.
Yeah. Mother Nature really is just kind of a bitch that way, isn't it?
Fair enough.
So
how many shots do I owe for the next podcast?
Well, are you, so you're, it's $1,000 in the wrong direction now, or I'm trying to remember. Was it 23 you shorted at?
I believe it was like 23.5.
Okay. And now it's at 24, you said, or 25?
24,150. So that would be $650 times 3 for my loss.
Anyone want to do the math on that?
12,362.
Wow.
I don't think that's right.
It's not right. But it was quick.
It's like 18 or 1950, so we'll call it 2,000. So I believe that's two shots.
Okay, right? So just do two shots at work. And, and then we should be square. You know, we'll save them for next time, I guess.
Yeah, I'll just raise the shot cup to the camera just so HQ can see it very clearly.
Sounds good. All right, Chris. Well, any final words before we let you get back to work?
Not at all. Good luck with the pod. How did yesterday go?
We can't play it. We have a guest today, which is Cameron, because half of the crew is not here today.
Ooh, wonderful.
And Cameron helped write the Cameron helped write it, so we can't actually do it if he's here today.
Fair enough.
Chris, before you go, let's talk for another 30 minutes. so what do you think of GPT? GPT. Yeah. What are we thinking about that?
General thoughts? I mean, it seems like
bullish.
Pardon?
Nothing. You're bullish. Go ahead.
Bullish on ChatGPT. I think a lot of people are expecting it to be like futuristic AI, where it's designing stuff for you and actually creating new content, when the reality is it's just basically finding content for you. It's just an advanced search engine. It's the new Google.
Yeah, that's what Cam said.
I think we're going to get to the point where people won't use search bars anymore. Rather, the search bar will be an AI where you can just ask basic questions and it can kind of like accumulate and sort data for you. I think that's kind of the future of apps like that.
Nice. What else? We have to keep Chris on the phone as long as possible. What do you got, guys? Chris, tell us a story.
What's
about
up,
your
Chris?
Life.
How's it going, dude?
Well, I arrived at work early, caught both my buses on time.
Okay, I'm gonna hang up. This is so boring. Okay, back to the show.
I was gonna say it would have been really funny if like he just says hello and then all of a sudden you play his segment and he's like just on the spot.
Right, right.
I guess he wouldn't be able to hear it though. But yeah, that would have been gold. Okay, well, I don't know, guys.
What else are we calling?
Let's call your brother. Let's see if he picks up. I got a text from Ashton's little brother, who is like a conspiracy theory nut today.
Oh, hell yeah.
He believes that the Clintons have some kind of kill list.
I mean, most people do.
And that he
gets really defensive. Yeah, if you don't believe
he's like, he's eating up Joe Rogan podcasts every day.
But he says he's not a conspiracy theorist. He makes it.
This is just, I'm a reality theorist.
Yeah, I'm a realist.
He's like, I'm just putting it out there, doing research.
I call myself a historian.
Yeah, he believes in aliens big time. Yeah, it's a trip. We'll have to get him on the show if he doesn't answer.
Yeah, how's he feeling about the balloons? I hope he answers.
Oh my god,
that's a great balloons. Question.
Damn. Yeah, we'll have to ask him. Yeah. Tegan, what's the deal with these balloons? Is this Bill Clinton trying to poison us? Get back to me quick. Thanks, bye. Cool. Anyone else we want to call?
Connor, let's call Connor.
Oh, yeah, call Connor. Yeah. Connor. Let's see if I've got his phone number here.
Mine's dead anyway.
Very
We're
good.
Dying, but I can give you his number. His is the only number I know to heart because it is one number off from my phone number.
That's so cute. You guys got your phones at the same time?
Yeah.
Or?
LG Rumors back
ooh,
in
same.
2009.
LG Rumor was the way
LG
to go.
Rumor, the fucking full keyboard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. What year? I think I was a little older. I was like 16 when I got my first cell phone.
Okay. Yeah. We were grade 9. Yeah. 2009.
So you're probably
15?
13. You were 13 in grade 9? Holy shit. Skipped a couple grades there.
I was 13 in university, actually.
Yeah, LG Rumor is the way to go.
I was jealous of that one phone that flipped both ways. You know,
oh,
you
got the full keyboard. Yeah,
one friend.
Also,
that
didn't
was,
it wasn't there like a Beyonce phone that was like double sided? It was like an MP3 player on one side and a cell phone on the other.
I bet.
Do you remember that?
That makes sense. They did some stupid shit back then.
Yeah, we didn't know what was what. We were doing double sided phones. Things were sliding with full keyboards.
Yeah,
it was crazy. Wow, I can't believe it. I don't know if he's gonna pick up.
Wow.
He does have a general
fear of phone calls, like most millennials.
He's of that general.
You have reached.
Wow. What a shame.
It's more of a voicemail segment.
I got a text from him that says, I'm watching MILF Manor with my lady.
Yeah, that checks out.
What is MILF Manor?
MILF Manor. You guys haven't seen MILF Manor?
It's like Love is Blind, but MILFs, right?
Yeah,
essentially.
MILFs. What? So, I need to know everything about this right
MILF
now.
MILF Manor's hilarious. It's, you know, as a basic premise, it's not the worst. You know, let's have MILFs and then people who, you know, young guys.
And
the
judge their manner.
That's great.
Cougars and Cubs.
But what they did...
Jesus.
What they didn't tell the contestants is that all the young men on the show are the women's sons.
That's amazing.
I have actually heard of this. I think
that's fantastic.
Every mother, you know, they go to reveal the line of guys that the mothers are, you know, gonna start dating, and everyone's like, "That's my son." oh, wait a second, is that, oh god, so now they're in this big house with their son and trying to date their essentially son's friends at this place, right?
Oh my god.
Could you imagine?
Is there any way that works out for everyone?
It is horrific from the start, you know? Yeah. I don't think anyone's finding love in that situation. No. Right? Like, it's nuts.
I think everybody needs a lot of therapy in that situation. Totally. At the very least.
Yeah, the sequel is just the therapy they all undergo afterwards. Yeah.
Just got a text from Chris. It says, thanks for having me. Yeah, you know, I'm really not a reality TV guy because I just get sad when I watch stuff like
it's
that.
It's tough, eh? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Once you see them just like, their lives are totally falling apart in front of you. It's just, my mom eats that shit up.
The confidence you'd have to have
God.
To go on one of those.
Well, that's the thing, yeah. It's all like fed is like, oh, it's going to be this great thing. And then you get these people that are just, you know.
Mm-hmm. My girlfriend and I have been watching Love is Blind.
Oh, yeah.
And it's fantastic. It's so good.
Is that which one is Love is Blind? Is it the one they can't see each other?
Yes. What it is the men are on one side, women are on one side. They both stay in like different areas of the building. And then they date for a couple weeks where they both go into these, what they call the pods.
Okay.
And they both only talk to each other outside of the wall. So the whole concept is it's like, oh, is love blind? Can you date someone without knowing their appearance, right? And then you have to propose to them before seeing them, and then after you propose, you see them for the first time, and then they put you in like the honeymoon phase where you have to see if it actually works out, and then they actually get married. And there are situations. There's usually like one or two couples per season where it's like their love story is just, it's a fairy tale. And even right now, you'll go look on their Instagram feeds, and they're
contractually obligated to tweet about each other,
right? And they're having like happy lives. And there's the ones that where, like Cam said, their lives just fall apart. And it's the greatest thing.
Are there ones where it's like has there been a situation where they see each other, they're getting to know each other, it's like, wow, this could be it, I thought this was a game show, I love this person, and then they actually see each other and they're just, one of them is like, no, I'm not into it.
All the time. Love is Blind, like, because what they do is obviously they talk to the camera in private, right, to get their real raw thoughts. And there's some people where it's like, I just love him and the personality is great, but I just, the physical attraction just isn't there. And you have to know when you watch this, you know they're gonna watch the show. It blows my mind too, is it's like
do that, Ashton? Would you go on Love is Blind? Oh, how much money would I have to pay you to go
on $1 million, dude.
To go on a reality show of any kind, or just Love is Blind? Like, would you do Big Brother or Survivor?
No. $1 million. Really? I don't have the confidence to have my life just...
Oh, yeah.
Well, Survivor's not quite as intrusive.
It's true. Yeah.
What about you, Cam? Would you do reality?
100%. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's here. Yeah. Do you have to finish that?
I wouldn't. The thing is, I wouldn't.
You applied for MILFs, right?
They would not have me. Yeah. They said I didn't have a son, so I couldn't. I'd do it just for the fun of it. I wouldn't ever apply, though. It's just like, you know, you go in, you're millions of people going through the process. And
like what blows my mind about it, though, is you'll have these happy couples that are together. And before the show ends, they'll pan to them when they're talking by themselves. And they'll just talk shit about each other, but yet they're still married and they still win the show. But then you have to know that once the show airs, these married couples now are going to go back and rewatch the show and see these people talk. You know what I mean?
Maybe they
won't. No, because they do. They do a recap season where do is they, after the show is aired, then they come back and check in after the show is aired. And it's the most awkward conversations ever because the host will straight up ask them, so when your husband said this about you, you know, like, what did you think of that? Right. And they're like, oh, it was a lot of difficult conversations. Like, it's the most awkward.
Well, and they'll even play like a segment from the show
in front of them.
And then they turn and say, it's the so it's the worst.
Yeah. There's one girl that was like called out another girl for trying to steal her man, and she was like on air in front of everyone, like, you're shiesty, bitch. You're fucking shiesty. And like, oh, it's like, oh, it's so uncomfortable, but like in the best ways. Yeah.
Well, and the producers know what they're doing. The producers of those shows are getting better every year.
Like, those guys are sharks.
If you want to see a well built show, Bachelor in Paradise is this show that they build in between all the Bachelor seasons, which is already so much drama,
right?
But then they shove people on a beach in order of how they know it'll fuck up who's already on the beach. So like,
oh no,
and they'll cut it obviously perfectly where they're sitting on the beach, like, oh, I hope Rachel doesn't show up.
And Rachel
is walking in, and she's like, oh, I just hope I don't see Daryl when I'm gone. And she gets in, Daryl's there, like, but it's, you know, the drama is just 10
times. I don't think you could handle it, Justin. Like, you don't like situations.
No, because I would be calling like meetings every 5 minutes. Okay, guys, like, let's just get this straight before we go on. Like, we can't continue this way. I don't know, Cam. You would go and be on it.
Yeah, yeah. I've got a friend who is one of the game producers on Big Brother Canada.
Okay.
And what he does in his spare time, because he loves it so much, is he runs games online. So he did Big Brother over Facebook. So every week he'd run it like Big Brother. So on Mondays there'd be a challenge that if you win, you become HOH and you're running the house and then, like fully like
head of exactly Facebook. Like,
yeah. And I won the season. So I won Big Brother. I won effectively a version of Big Brother that doesn't include sitting in a house for
But it's just
days.
Through Facebook? How does it's that work?
Just through Facebook Messenger. So he'll say the challenge will be like, you know, stack 100 cups and whoever does it fastest, you know, record yourself, keep trying, send it.
Oh, okay. Does it
fast. Kind of more like a Survivor feel of like, got do it. This challenge and you get different, you know.
Is this
like
associated with the actual show or is
no, not at all. It's no, just no. totally third party through
was there
our phones.
A, was there a prize for winning?
Yes. I think get? I won $500.
Wow.
Which I didn't know there was a prize. I won 100 days in. I win this thing. I had no idea I was going to win it. And then he's like, okay, I'll, you know, Venmo you the money.
Wow.
What are you talking about? $500. Like, hey.
So something like that. I would do in a heartbeat. Yeah. I would do that.
That's good. And it's embarrassing. Like I've got nothing but embarrassing videos and photos of like trying failed attempts of things and stupid things.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Can I ask you? No, feel free to say no. When I visited you recently, and I can cut all this out if you want. When I visited you recently, you showed me a video of you holding a drill up to your teeth.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that? Or
yeah, I can't talk too much about that. But I'll say, what I will say is that I had an evening of drinking and smoking and went out 4 a.m. to do a outdoor fire. That was the kind of vibe of the night. They totally
sure.
indulging yeah. in all the things.
Totally.
And then I don't remember doing it, but I woke up the next morning to a video I had sent a couple friends of me. I changed the drill bit out on a drill to a toothpick and then just like clean my teeth with it.
Oh man. Did it hurt?
No, I don't know. I wasn't fucking hurt. I just remember it. Woke up inside.
Oh my god.
So
dentist
just,
is gonna have a
just one of those nights that like you just anything can happen.
Yeah, sorry to bring that up.
No, it's good. The other thing that happened that night, I don't remember, but my brother Connor sent me a video from our Ring doorbell at 3 a.m. We went out to shovel, and I was goose stepping with my shovel down the street right in front of our house. So,
amazing.
You know, nice. At least it was 3 a.m. No one could see us, but
except for the other Ring doorbells.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, thank God. Well, that footage is probably online somewhere.
We will be one day, that's for sure, yeah.
That's good. Would you ever work on a reality TV show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they it's easy stuff. I mean, it's yeah. I mean, I'd work anywhere. nice. No, yeah, it's good pay. I think it's all union jobs anyway, so it's
good.
Decent enough.
Are you able to talk about like any movies you're working on right now?
I'm not working on any right now. The last big one I did was Violent Night, which
nice.
Definitely check out. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Probably one of the better movies I worked on.
With Buddy from Stranger Things.
Yeah. Met him, talked to him.
Nice. David Harbour, right?
David Harbour.
Harbour.
Who's going to the Abu Dhabi Comic Con.
Is
if anyone wants to meet him.
do you got his phone number? Do you guys keep in touch?
Yeah, we talk. I mean, not as much as we used
to. He actually came
in
second on that Big Brother challenge on Facebook. Yeah. Cam came in first. Totally
shut
him up.
He's about to star in the new MCU movie coming out next year called
That's right.
Thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts,
so
yeah.
So if you have any spoilers you'd like to say.
No. He was a piece of shit, actually. Okay. But, they're all divas, but I mean.
You met Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson, yeah.
Liam Neeson.
Oh, yeah.
What was Liam Neeson like?
He was a sweetheart, absolute sweetheart. I mean, he was probably the nicest cast member I've ever met. I brought him a heater once to his tent, and he's like, "Thanks, brother." And I'm like, "Oh,
nice.
Okay.
That's so cool."
What were you working on for that?
That was Ice Road.
I saw that movie.
It's not good.
It's it's really good if you're me and you. I worked for the company that
basically
the show is based on.
Yeah.
Which is why it's so great. It's a show. I don't know if you've seen it.
Ice Road. You know what? I put it on Netflix right before I was about to go to bed at 2 a.m. and I fell asleep halfway.
Yeah,
so
that checks out.
It's a show about Ice Road trucking. And it's based, I mean, they talk about Winnipeg. And
it's in Winnipeg. I mean, they film in Winnipeg. Yeah. They film on Lake Winnipeg and they call it all kind of what it was, but
they talk, I mean, none of the filming is accurate, so at least the driving stuff up north where they're like up in the mountains, it's like what mountains are they,
you know, where we
through?
Filmed that on,
where's that?
Garbage Hill.
of course
all the mountain scenes in Ice Road are filmed on Garbage Hill.
That's wow,
so cool.
How did I mean, there's a lot of big names in that movie for what it is, like you Lawrence Fishburne in that movie.
That's he's been to Winnipeg a few times actually. I mean, it's
He gets dragged under the ice.
Spoilers. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. They filmed that in real water. It was all quite cool. They even dumped a truck in the lake, sort of, but it was a built lake anyway.
Oh, okay. That's crazy.
I mean, it's just about, that's all up to the producers to decide who's going to be in it. And then they sell the movie based on Liam Neeson's going to be in it.
Of course. It's going to be great. It's going to be a hit. Yeah.
That was
Mr. Neeson. Please.
I love Liam Neeson. Probably. Oh, same. I love every movie. Yeah, totally. Honestly. Yeah.
I love, did you see A Thousand Ways to Die in the West?
Yeah. That was the Seth MacFarlane one, right? Yeah.
He's great in it. And he plays an Irishman, I think. So he's doing an accent too. Yeah.
Was he Scottish?
He's doing an accent that isn't his. Maybe he's doing an English accent or something. Anyway,
well, he's from Ireland. Yeah,
yeah, he was Irish. Yeah, it is Irish.
Yeah, yeah.
Even that scene in the Ted movie when he's going to the grocery store with the tricks. I forgot about that. Yeah,
yeah.
He's like, "Are you sure these tricks aren't these tricks just for kids?" He's all trying to be all spy,
Nice.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, I worked for an ice road. I think they're out of business now. Polar Industries, which was in the show Ice Road Truckers, was one of the ones, and I worked. On the same lot, but next door, I was an assistant manager at, I guess my first job, after school was being an assistant manager at a truck shop. Cause that's the only experience I had was working in car parts at the time. Probably still is to this day. The only experience I have, but, it was kind of crazy to see that. And then I don't know. I felt like that movie was made.
That's crazy. Cause my parents used to live in Gimli. The person that they their neighbor next door was one of the guys on Ice Road Truckers.
Actually. Really?
I don't know what his name was or anything. But
a lot of those people were not people that worked for the company full time. Yeah, most of them were not.
Were not. Yeah, and it's mostly staged events as well.
Yeah, but, sorry to say, but a lot of reality TV is not real. Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember meeting them. But they would they came in a couple of days a year to do just small things. And mostly they would just come in for the season to shoot. And they wouldn't even be in the office. So really fun stuff.
Art is a lie. Nothing is real.
Nothing is real.
Creativity's dead.
Yeah. It's all been written by ChatGPT before we got here.
I've been neglecting the sound effects pad. So why don't we just play around with
that's an option. We've been neglecting it.
A message from the government of Canada.
What was that, Hannah? Oh, eat the there's dip here if you guys want some dip.
Yeah, I've been staring at it this whole time. Yeah, it gets stuck in my teeth. I mean, these graham crackers are something else.
Cool. All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in. This is our third episode. Cam, you're such a gem for coming in and guesting tonight.
Oh, yeah, happy to be here. I'm usually not free on Wednesday, so when you texted yesterday, I was like, I can't be free, and then I fucking worked out.
That's fantastic. We'll have to have you and your twin brother on next time.
My better half.
Your better half. And we'll have to play a game where I'll write it or make sure it works. Even though I know that the game segments can be a bit of a shit show, it's going to be a lot of fun. And Ashton, thanks for being the only one of our regular regulars that actually showed up.
Wouldn't miss it. I'm not dedicated. You know?
And if your name is Kayla or Chris and you're listening to this, then I really appreciate you. Oh, nothing about you, actually. I'm so sorry.
Do better.
Do better. Be better. All right. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Splendid.
Bye. One sweet country, Canada.
Hey guys, Chris here. Boy, that sure was a fun episode. I like the part where Jesse called me at my job and disrupted the workflow. Anyway, don't forget the show is always free, but if you wanted to help us out, you can always buy us a beer at buymeacoffee.com/weekendsatjesse. See you next time.